Athletic, Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to the midsection of your WOGO Sports triple header. Your McDonald Central Lady Max will be the nightcap tonight, but first, the McDonald Max boys here at the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic will take on the Mellon Granite Diggers, both teams 4-1. McDonald has won four straight after losing their opener in overtime in a thriller to Amory. Mellon coming out of the Northern Lights Conference, they are 3-1 in conference play already. McDonald 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt. I'm Caleb Swenson. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Gavin Bovey, our intrepid video operator on site here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. The McDonald girls will be playing Loyal to cap off what should be a very fun day of hoops here post-Christmas. Good to have you with us. Mark Halverson and Mike Hool on the call earlier today as Chi High fell by 3 in a thrilling game at home, a loss to Wausau West where their comeback fell just a bit short. We're going to take a 2.5-minute break and then be back with our interview with head coach Adam Schilling. It's his birthday today, and there have been some fireworks on his birthday at this tournament before in the past. I'm sure that'll come up during our broadcast. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Max Basketball.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wirzgala will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wirzgala.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Continuing to watch warm-ups here from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls is the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Such a wonderful event honoring a wonderful man, Denny Laramie, and certainly enjoyed being able to spend some time with him in my early years here in WOGO Sports. Denny would do anything for these kids, and again, he held many different roles here at McDonald Central High School in his years and years of service, and so I appreciate the chance to be able to honor the memory and the legacy of Denny Laramie with some great basketball here leading into the new year. Again, McDonald 4-1, Mellon also 4-1. McDonald out of the Western Clover Belt, out of the Northern Lights Conference, the Mellon Granite Diggers, they are averaging 58.8 points per game offensively, giving up just 31.6, 42% from the field, but holding opponents to 34%. The Granite Diggers, also they're shooting 30% from three, holding opponents to 25%. They have four players averaging in double figures, 63% from the foul line. Their head coach, John Moreland, sent us some stats that we'll get into as well, too, as we go here throughout the broadcast. But he was saying normally they're about seven deep, so not a super deep team. And he said that depth could be tested a little bit here as they're battling some illness, as many are probably after the holiday break. Another quick two-minute break, and then our conversation with head coach Adam Schilling on his birthday here on WOGO Sports. We're back in 2 minutes.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, the second of our triple header here on WOGO Sports today. We're here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald Max Boys Basketball. And coach, first off, happy birthday to you. And there have been some pretty incredible performances at this tournament on your birthday before, and hoping for another one here tonight.
Yeah, it's always a great tournament to be a part of, and it's really nice to have one here that we host in memory of Denny. And it's been a special thing. I'm glad we have it, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Coach, you guys, after dropping your opening game, some really encouraging things in that one. Came back from way down, lost by four in overtime, but since then, unbeaten. What are you guys doing well as you kind of get into this first third of the season?
I think we're playing pretty well as a group. We got a lot of balance with our scoring and a lot of guys contributing offensively and defensively. So just kind of buying into playing team basketball, and I think when we do that, we're pretty tough to guard.
How does that work in terms of playing time and distributing minutes? I mean, are you going with a hot hand? How does that work? Because obviously you need a team concept when you've got a lot of good athletes.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're trying to give a lot of kids opportunities to get in the games and see what they can do, and still kind of feeling out our rotation a little bit. So the biggest thing is the kids make the most out of those opportunities when they get them, and that's what we're really looking for, to have a deep team that has many guys that can contribute.
Coach, you have a lot of good shooters, and yet maybe the three-point shooting percentage hasn't been especially high so far. Is that something where you keep on telling the guys, hey, if it looks good, the light is green?
Yeah, I think at some point, I mean, sometimes I feel like maybe we do shoot too many threes with some of the size we have. So, you know, as long as they come inside out, I think they're usually good shots. But, you know, not shooting them 5 feet behind the line, you know, sometimes we just take unnecessarily deep shots. So just kind of giving what the defense gives us, or taking what the defense gives us, but working it inside out is really what we want.
And finally, Coach, your opponent here tonight, Mellon, they're 4-1 on the season. How can they test you, make you better?
They got a nice group. They got some size. They got some guards that are very good scorers and a nice post player, too. So I know they won their conference last year, and they got everybody back. So they'll come in here, and they'll definitely give us a tough game.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with you afterward here in the doubleheader format, but looking forward to a couple great games of McDonald basketball.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Coach Adam Schilling, McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Ted Leanders. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
But you better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyce & Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyce & Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace, or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Drawing ever closer to game time here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. For your audio listening pleasure, also WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio on Facebook for the live video stream, and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Highly encourage you to join the about 1,200 others that have already hit subscribe there so you're notified whenever we go live with Chi High or McDonald Athletics. This is the middle of our triple header, basketball triple header. It began with Mark Halverson and Mike Cool on the call. Chi High falling in a thriller, 56-53 at home to the Wausau West Warriors. Now McDonald, the first of four Max and Lady Max games between tonight, tomorrow night, and the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And looking forward to that very much. The Granite Diggers of Mellon came from way up north, where they probably got a lot more snow than we did here. We got, what, record-setting 8.5 to 9 inches in many parts of the Chippewa Valley. But Mellon, I think, right up there in that lake effect bullseye, probably got a lot more than we did. McDonald 4-1 and Mellon 4-1. It's time for the Toyce & Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce & Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald's going to be playing without their leading scorer tonight, Eli Stepp. You can see the cast on his wrist, 15.2 points per game. He's shooting 26 from three, but 48% from the field, 67% from the foul line, 6.2 rebounds per game. But Eli is going to be out for a while here while he heals up. And so certainly hoping to see what a lot of other players can do, as Coach Adam Schilling, as he mentioned, and they feel like they're playing some good teams. team basketball. They have a pretty big front line here tonight. They're going to go 6-3, 6-3, 6-5, 6-5, 6-6 with their starters. And so McDonald winning the battle on the boards, I think, would certainly be a huge Toyson Ford key to the game. And being smart with the basketball as well, too. When you go a little bit bigger, sometimes maybe you sacrifice some ball security with that if you don't have quite as many of the traditional guards out there. But again, this is a McDonald team that's veteran, that's experienced, and looking forward to seeing them put together a complete game here on the floor, on their home floor at Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back after this, back in 2.5 minutes. It's McDonald and Mellon here on WOGO Sports. 2.5 minutes, and we're back with the starting lineups. This is Max Basketball.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back. McDonald basketball. Closing strains of the national anthem here at Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium. Fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson joined soon by Mark Maloney, Gavin Bovey. Our video producer, Tony Stevenson, is our audio producer as we say hello from our vantage point high above the court. Looking forward to McDonald Max and then Lady Max basketball. First, for the Mellon Granite Diggers, their starting lineup, Camden Casey, he's a junior, 5'11", number one, averaging 3.1 points. Xander Beeksma, senior, 6'2", number two, averaging 12.7 points, also leads them in assists.
5'10", senior guard, number 11, Hayden Lauver.
Hayden Lauver, 5'9", 10.5 points, 3.3 rebounds. Bryce Meyer, 6'2", senior, 10.2 points, 7.0 rebounds. And Brooks Mesko, a junior, 5'10", number 13. 5.5 points per game for Mesko. Now for your McDonald Central Max, under the direction of the birthday boy, head coach Adam Schilling. They will start Desian Matthews, the 6'3" senior guard, number 11. Nathan Hazel, 6'3" junior guard, number 22. Number 33, Carson Galvez, the 6'5" senior forward. The 6'5" junior forward, number 34, Brennan Loisel Christensen. And Mason Bussey, the 6'6" senior center, number 44, rounds out the starting five for your McDonald Max. McDonald wearing their white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, the royal blue and white Tennessee Volunteer-style check marks on the sides of the shorts and tanks, the gold piping melon, and royal blue tops and bottoms with solid white numerals and lettering. And we are just about ready to get underway here. Again, a Chi High and McDonald basketball triple header here on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us for the middle of it. McDonald wins the tap, and Carson Galvez across the logo at midcourt. Shoots it into the right corner. Nathan Hazel, no hesitation for a three. And that starts McDonald off with a bang. So Nathan Hazel makes it 3-0 McDonald. Right side for this visiting Mellon Granite Diggers. They came from way up north in the Northern Lights Conference. Lizelle Christensen with the steal. Drops a high pass to Hazel. Kick out into that left corner. Carson Galvez. Galvez has his pocket picked, and the Granite Diggers come the other way. Flip right side. Tough catch in the corner. Shot blocked. Donald again with some good heights along that front line. Lizelle Christensen for three, splashes it. Brennan Lizelle Christensen makes it 6-0 McDonald.
You didn't hear Coach Schilling talk about shooting too many threes during his pregame talk.
I guess that's not a worry so far as they're two for two.
I don't think so.
Answering on the other side, number 13 for the Mellon Granite Diggers, Brooks Mesko, averages 5.5 points, 5.1 rebounds per game, the junior. Good on that bomb. Desian Matthews, can McDonald go 3-for-3? No side iron. Nathan Hazel, offensive rebound, goes up strong and scores. Five quick points for Hazel, the junior.
Very strong move.
Other side, another block shot. Mason Bussey says no, sir. Essien Matthews, right side. Lizelle Christensen, ball fake, pulls up from 18. His shot a little bit too strong. Bussey fighting for the rebound. Pulled in by the Granite Diggers, going the other way.
Oh.
Another steal. That's Lizelle Christensen. Look out, a right hand, a slam.
We knew that was coming.
10-3. Five for Hazel, five for Lizelle Christensen. 10-3 McDonald. Three from the opposite side. Another splash for Mellon as their three-point shooting keeping them in it.
And we got a foul on
that was Mesko, his second triple. First foul on
back
either
underneath.
Side. So Mellon, that's a little bit rare where you get the bucket and then get the inbound underneath as well.
Called that foul on Carson.
That's his first. Again, the team's first. A steal by Carson Galvez. Lizelle Christensen back to Carson. Galvez taps the brakes. Mason Bussey up strong and scores.
Kind of cleared it out himself there.
12-6 McDonald. Bussey has two. Max have doubled up. Drop down to the post. Kick out right side. Mellon another three. Three triples for the Granite Diggers.
Hayden Lauver.
Lauver the senior. So they're not going anywhere early on in this one.
No.
Nathan Hazel, ball fake, drives into the lane. Pull up from eight. No. Fight for the rebound. Bussey battling for it down low. He's tied up with Camden Casey. And possession arrow will point the way of Mellon. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 12-9, McDonald up one bucket. Drop off the glass, too strong. Mason Bussey rips down the rebound. Nathan Hazel across the floor. Carson Galvez jabs. Drops down to Desian Matthews in that left corner. Nathan Hazel opposite side. Desian Matthews. Carson Galvez with the miss. Rebound pulled in by Mellon. They'll push far side. 3 minutes gone by, opening half. Flip to the right side. Another quick trigger and a three. That one rims in and out. Lizelle Christensen pulls down the rebound off the miss by Lauver. He was looking for his second three. Desian Matthews for three. No. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel working up at the block. Carson Galvez up top. Lost it, poked away from behind. There's a run out. Xander Beeksma. He is going to look to slam, and he will. 12-11. Couple turnovers leading into dunks early on in this first half.
1-1 in the dunk column. One for McDonald, one for Mellon.
Lizelle Christensen in that right corner. Shoots it up top, Nathan Hazel. The junior rotates to Carson Galvez. Extra pass, Desian Matthews. They'll look down to Mason Bussey in the post. He's double-teamed, muscles it up, triple-teamed. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound goes to Mesko.
One of his better moves there.
Takes mount to Mesko. Mesko driving in hard. Gets by Bussey. No, but a whistle and a foul. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. That's Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
A little sweat on the floor. They want to get wiped up.
Isaac Crawford looks like he might make his first appearance. 5'10" junior guard.
Some blood, maybe.
So it might take a little bit longer to clean up. So we are going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Apologize, they got it brought back a little sooner than we expected, but two missed free throws there from Brooks Mesko, and our score stays the same at 12-11. Cale Holm and Isaac Crawford have come to the game. Crawford launches for three from the left corner. No, Desian Matthews, big offensive rebound, shovels it down low, gets it back out to Cale Holm. Holm for three, rims out. Isaac Crawford battling for the rebound, bats it off someone's shoe.
Yeah,
kick ball will stay with McDonald. So Desian Matthews, Cale Holm, Isaac Crawford, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, and Mason Bussey, the five on the floor right now for Coach Adam Schilling. 1 point game after McDonald got off to a hot start. Mason Bussey will sub out Carson Galvez back in. Inbounds to Cale Holm, right corner. Holm up top, Desian Matthews. Matthews for three, splash it home. 15-11.
Got a quick release.
That's three triples here in the first half for both teams. Four-point game. Beeksma right side. He leads Mellon in scoring, and he rattles home a three. Right wing triple for Xander Beeksma. Also leads them in assists. Almost 13 points per game, over 5 assists per game. Pretty high for the high school level. Brennan Lizelle Christensen work out to Kale Holm. Extra pass, Carson Galvez. Galvez driving in. His shot, no. Fight for the rebound underneath. Pulled in by Beeksma. Bodies fly right at the elbow out to Beeksma straight on. Beeksma over the top of his defender. Front rimmed it, no. Isaac Crawford tracks down the rebound in the corner. Outlet to Desian Matthews. Matthews almost had his pocket pick by Beeksma up top. Whips into the right corner. Kale Holm. Opposite side pass. Knocked away by Beeksma up top.
Probably saved that one there because Isaac kind of threw that pass out without...
Dawson Look Moulton will come in.
Yeah.
Moulton, 6'1", senior, number 30. Of course, had an incredible senior season in football.
Unbelievable season for Dawson. The whole team. Don't get me started, Caleb.
Right. Kale Holm snaps off a three. Right corner, got it. I think all we need to do is just ask Coach Schilling about the three-point shooting, and then the boys respond. 18-14 McDonald. Everybody in on the three-point parade, it seems, so far on both sides. Coming out hot after the Christmas break. Beeksma on the right wing. Guarded by Lizelle Christensen. Senior against junior. Beeksma pulls up at the foul line. Kick out, another three. That one back bracket, no. Lizelle Christensen with the rebound. Pulls up his dribble, finds Carson Galvez. Drops down to Dawson Moulton. Moulton fouled from behind. This can be for the first whistle against Mellon. Just our third foul of the game. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Kale Holm. Work up top. Back to Hazel in the corner. Hazel for a second three. Won't go down. Now Mellon wants to run. Collision in the lane. No call. Pulling up for a jumper. Rattling it in is Beeksma. 18-16. Beeksma has seven.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact there.
Crawford to Dawson Moulton. Back out to Crawford. Drops into Kale Holm. Had the pivot. It worked. Nathan Hazel. Hazel driving baseline. Opposite side, Kale Holm. Crawford wide open for three. Right wing. Back rim, no. Long rebound. Hazel tracks it down. Hazel to Crawford. Crawford summoned to Kale Holm. Quick trigger on a three. No. Rebound loose along the baseline. And I think that's going to be McDonald basketball as Mellon, their number one, Camden Casey, lost his balance.
Yeah. Got actually pushed by one of his teammates.
Inbounds, Kale Holm. Home opposite side, Isaac Crawford. Drops down to Dawson Moulton. Hat poked away, knocked away, and into the arms of Beeksma. Beeksma, Euro down the lane, and beautiful extension with the left hand. No, but a whistle and a foul. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. First free throw rattles in for Xander Beeksma. 18-17 now our score. Both of these teams 4-1. Beeksma the leading scorer, game high so far. Give him one more. Tied at 18 apiece. Now some full court pressure. Inbounds to Carson Galvez. Back to Lizelle Christensen. The junior ahead to Dawson Moulton. Too hot to handle. Looking for the tip. Not going to get the call. And it's back to the Granite Diggers and their chance to take their first lead of the night.
Timeout.
Coach Moreland of Mellon takes a timeout. We will step out as well. We are back in 30 seconds here. No, 60 seconds. We'll take a 1-minute break on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Killeen hits another one. Wow, between Killeen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Join the middle game of our triple header here on WOGO. Thank you again to all the great road crews getting the roads clear enough that these games could happen. Lozelle Christensen getting tied up with Beeksma at midcourt, and that's going to be a whistle and a foul. First on Brennan Lozelle Christensen with 9:56 to play, the team's fourth.
If you have a need. Foul.
And so Lozelle Christensen will now inbounds. You're on our side of the floor. He's got a great wingspan, standing 6 foot five, but figure maybe even a little bit longer than that with the reach. 18 apiece. Almost halfway through the first half. Here from the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. The McDonald Lady Macs coming up afterward. Coach Adam Schilling here on his birthday. Of course, who could forget the birthday performance that Eddie Mittermeier put on here at this same event?
Yes.
Just a couple years back. Inbounds to Lauver. Spreading things out right now, the Mellon Granite Diggers. Casey in that left corner against Mason Bussey. They'll loop it back up top. Back to Casey on the far side with 9:18 to play. Coming out of the Mellon timeout, Casey finds a cutter opposite side, missed one point blank. Bussey gobbles up another rebound. Right side, Cale Holm in the right corner. Puts it on the floor, a couple dribbles, shoots it out opposite side to Lozelle Christensen. The work back to Cale Holm. He'll drop it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey back out to Holm. Extra pass. Carson Galvez jabs. Left side leaves it for Isaac Crawford. Making this Mellon defense move.
Yeah.
Crawford to Cale Holm. Holm, quick trigger on a three. That one a little bit too long. Bussey fighting for the rebound. He went over the back. And that's going to be the fifth whistle against McDonald with 8:40 to play here in the first half. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Xander Beeksma, the 6'2" senior, takes it across the timeline. Floats it into the left corner. Pass tipped away. Lozelle Christensen couldn't quite get to it before Beeksma. Open look at a three from the right corner. That one too far. Galvez battling underneath and out of bounds. Last touch, they'll say, by Carson Galvez. Brooks Mesko was also in the area.
Yeah, that was probably the correct call. It looked like it went off of Carson's forearm.
So Beeksma will inbound. Finds a cutting Mesko, too strong off the glass. Good challenge by Cale Holm. Brennan Lozelle Christensen goes in strong. His man goes down. Offensive foul. That was one of those bang-bang plays and a tough call against Brennan. So we stay tied at 18 apiece. That's the team's sixth foul, so bonus the rest of the way. Final 8:08 for the Granite Diggers. They are still looking for their first lead of this game. Bounce pass into the left corner. Brooks Mesko backing down Desian Matthews, and he walked with the ball. Good D by the senior. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Carson Galvez, Nathan Hazel, Cale Holm looking into the post, trying to get it to Lizelle Christensen. Back to Cale Holm. He'll have an open look at a three. Book it from the right corner. 21-18 McDonald. Second make from downtown for Cale Holm. Fifth triple of the first half for the Max. Under 7.5 to go. High pass. Good catch up top by Lauver. At the right elbow. He's doubled. Lauver gets it back in front of the McDonald bench. Into the corner, Beeksma. Beeksma hangs in the air over the top of Cale Holm. No, fighting for the rebound, pulling it down with one hand. Carson Galvez, he'll loop it near midcourt to Nathan Hazel. Cale Holm, opposite corner for three. Oh. That one rims in and out. Lizelle Christensen trying to save it, and he steps on the end line. Good hustle play by the junior. It's a good look for Cale Holm as well, yes. Too. Just wouldn't go down.
Halfway down.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Good closeout by Nathan Hazel, and Hazel almost pokes the pass away. Opposite side, Mesko. Straddling the arc, kick back out. Another good closeout prevents the three. Mesko, quick trigger on a three from the left corner. Front rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Hazel. Hazel has his pocket picked as Desian Matthews was running way ahead of the pack, calling for the ball. Foul on Mellon. With 6:36 to play, and probably a good foul because that could have prevented,
yes,
or did prevent what would have been an easy layup. So McDonald inbound in front of their own bench, leading 21-18. Just over 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Competitive, entertaining first half here so far.
Very fast-paced.
Carson Galvez, he'll spot up for three. Back rim, no. Rebound to Lauver. The senior averaging 10.5 points per game. Four players in double figures. By average, for Mellon. Their coach, Don Moreland. Beeksma, who's had a nice first half. Lauver on the right wing, just beyond the arc. Chops down the corner, gets back on a bounce. There's another steal by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Look out, another slam! 23-18, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, his second flush of the night. He has seven. To answer for three on the opposite side.
Mesko.
Mesko, his third triple. Mellon's had an answer every time McDonald's had a momentum play.
They do.
Nice bounce to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He attacks the rim, and he's going to go to the line shooting two. Just the third whistle on the Mellon Granite Diggers. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, the lefty, too strong on the first free throw. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Stay with us after this game. The McDonald Lady Max will take on Loyal in the finale of day one of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Second free throw rims out for Lizelle Christensen. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Max. Luke Anderson will see his first action now.
Give Brennan
a very athletic junior.
Little break.
So Lizelle Christensen gets a break, and Luke Anderson might lose a little bit of height. Not going to lose much in terms of athleticism with that young man.
And he's got the hops.
23-21. McDonald up two. Right side. Mellon to take the lead. Their first lead of the night.
Lauver.
A big three from Lauver. Mellon has hit six threes here in the first half. 18 of their 24 points. Pass knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hazel. With exactly 5 minutes to play, it's 24-23, the visitors. And McDonald is playing without their leading scorer, Eli Stepp, and they'll be without him for a while.
Ooh.
Tough shot and a walk in the lane.
He's looking to get He's looking to get bailed out there by a foul, but the ref says, eh, you weren't very under control there, so let's give you the travel call.
4:44 to go. Dessian Matthews up top, Carson Galvez. Nathan Hazel right wing outside the arc. One bounce back up top, Carson Galvez back to Hazel. Extra pass, Cale Holm, wide open three in the corner. Front rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Beeksma. It's a good shot for Cale Holm. I mean, it's wide open. And a carry called up top by Beeksma. That's a good call. It happened right in front of us here. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Sports. Make sure you hit subscribe there so you never miss any Chi High or McDonald action. Basketball and hockey here during the winter. Baseball and softball in the spring. Football and volleyball in the fall. Full slate of sports throughout the school year. Galvez up top for a deep three. Oh. Splash it!
That was back there.
McDonald rips the lead back as they've hit six threes in the first half.
It's five players hitting threes for McDonald.
That's the first bucket for Carson Galvez as well. Right side, new entrant into the game, number 21, Aiden Peters, a junior for Mellon. Coach Moreland mentioned before the game, they're about seven deep and a little under the weather as a team. Another three on the way. That one rims in and out. Good box out by Luke Anderson and Dessian Matthews with a rebound. Matthews steaming across the timeline. Cale Holm snaps off a three. That one no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald.
Yeah.
Good fight by Dessian Matthews, who is an elite level rebounder. Carson Galvez will inbound. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Cale Holm wide open for a three. That one rims out. Going high for the rebound. Luke Anderson showing off the hops, and he will earn a trip to the line.
He gets up there.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. So Anderson looking for his first points. The 6'3" junior, number 24. With 3:20 to play, free throw is good. Make it 27-24, McDonald. Earlier on in the day, Loyal, who will be McDonald's opponent tomorrow night, beat Turtle Lake and did so by double digits. They led by as many as 20 in that game. Second free throw is good for Luke Anderson. Makes it 28-24. Timeout on the floor. 60-second break, and we'll be back. 1 minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Max Basketball.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer. He's pulling the whole triple header here today at the first game. Now this second one is staying with us for the nightcap as well as the McDonald Lady Max will play the Loyal Greyhounds. 28-24. McDonald up four with just over 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Coming out of the timeout. Beeksma leaves it right side for Lauver. Casey now in the right corner, guarded by Anderson. Flash pass down to the post, knocked out of bounds. Carson Galvez trying to poke it away from Ben Holtman. He's a junior, 6 foot, averages 4.2 points and 4.5 rebounds for Coach Moreland here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Inbounds into the right corner, right in front of Coach Schilling and his bench. 2:45 to go. Beeksma right side. Driving baseline. Hangs in the air. Whoa. Goes over the top of Carson Galvez for two. Athletic play there by Beeksma. 28-26. Two-point contest. Nathan Hazel looking to the post. Floats it up top. Carson Galvez. Back to Hazel right wing. Fakes the three. Up to Galvez again. He hit a three from there moments ago. Desian Matthews. He'll try a three left side. Splashed it home. Desian Matthews, seven made threes in the first half for McDonald. That's the second for Matthews, the senior. Mellon's had an answer all throughout this first half, never letting McDonald pull away. Holtman to Lauver. Lauver left block extended. Casey has it poked away and stolen by McDonald. Hayes lines up with it. Dekale Holm. Holm flies to the rim. No offensive rebound. Desian Matthews. Kick out. A three. Left side. No. Another offensive rebound. Matthews. Kale Holm in the left corner. McDonald continues this possession with 96 seconds to play in the half. Leading 31-26. Nathan Hazel. He'll have a good look at a three. That one, no. Another offensive rebound. Desian Matthews. He's a machine. Hazel in the lane. Yeah. No offensive foul call.
Yeah. Correct call. But man, Desian just had board after board after board. He was just going up high over everybody else and just taking the ball away.
Owning the glass, you can see why he earned the start here tonight. A lot of talented players on this team. 5-point game. McDonald with the lead. Mellon with the basketball, moving right to left here in the first half. Beeksma has had an impressive first half. Guarded by Nathan Hazel. Crosses over on him, pulls up from 17. Side of the rim, no. Anderson with a rebound as Beeksma went down in a heap. He's back up. Desian Matthews hangs in the air, floats one up and in. An athletic teardrop in transition for Desian Matthews.
Very nice shot.
33-26. Matthews two more. Another block shot, out of bounds, last touch by Mellon.
Beeksma's just trying to do everything out there and misread the guy. Zigging when he zagged.
Max can up their advantage to 9 or even 10 here. Kale Holm will try to make a double digits, and he will with a 3 from the right corner. 36-26.
His
a little
third
push
three
at the end of the half. Holm a trifecta of triples here in the first half. 15 seconds left, and Beeksma is just trying to get a clear out here for the final shot. McDonald will double, make him give it up. A trip, and Desian Matthews got one of those bright fluorescent green sneakers in the way, and that will give Mellon a 1-1 with 6.6 seconds left. And going to the line is Brooks Mesko, who's had a 9-point first half, trying to pull his team back within single digits. Free throw, no. Anderson tips it to Galvez. 5 seconds to go. Desian Matthews, Kale Holm to beat the buzzer for three. Just off the mark. But McDonald will take a 10-point lead into the half. 36-26, entertaining first half. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball from the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, 4th edition. We'll be back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment.
New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Time here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And before we get on to halftime analysis and stats and highlights, again, just want to take a moment to honor Denny Laramie and all that he meant here to McDonald. So wonderful to be able to have the fourth edition of this tournament, and man, well deserving of that legacy, that recognition that we give each year around this time.
Yes, you can just about see, let's not say the ghost of Denny, but the spirit of Denny walking around here with his Santa hat on.
Yeah,
at this time
of year.
He always had it on,
and he'd be sweeping the floor.
Exactly,
he'd be sweeping the floor.
Exactly, and they have a nice little shout out to his wife Lola and his family over there. She comes to this every year too, and great to see her coming to honor Denny with this great classic tournament.
First half. Entertaining, competitive. McDonald up 10 here. We'll hear some highlights, look at the leading scores. And in fact, let's dive into that right now, because seven players have scored for McDonald and three for Mellon. For the visitors, Xander Beeksma, the senior, averages 12.7 points per game. He has 11 already in the first half. Brooks Mesko has 9, all from beyond the arc. Hayden Laver has 6, also all from beyond the arc. So their three-point shooting has really held the Granite Diggers in this one so far. They've hit 6 threes. McDonald has equal that tally as well. In fact, McDonald's hit 7 threes in the first half, but 7 different players have scored for the Max. No one in double digits yet. Cale Holm threatening. He has 9 points in the first half. Destian Matthews with 8. 7 for Brendan Lizelle Christensen. 5 for Nathan Hazel. 3 for Carson Galvez. 2 apiece for Luke Anderson and Mason Bussey. But that's what you're looking for from McDonald, that kind of balance for scoring, especially with Eli Stepp, your leading scorer, 15 points per game, sidelined for a while here as he recovers, and so you see kind of the breadth of talent that's available here for Coach Schilling.
Yes, and they're doing a really, really nice job of moving the ball around in the perimeter. I mean, they got some really crisp passes, getting the Mellon kids get going on their defense there, but yeah, just the ball movement on offense has been really fun to watch, and again, the long arms out there. I mean, these guys for McDonald, there's a lot of tall kids out there,
yeah,
with some big wingspans, and they're giving Mellon some trouble there on the inside. But heck, Mellon doesn't have to worry about the inside when they're shooting the threes from the outside and they're making them. So McDonald, if they can tighten up that defense just a little bit, maybe prevent the threes, they could probably open this up in the second half.
Should be an entertaining second half. Let's hear a little bit of how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports. Hawks had a nice first half. Lava on the right wing, just beyond the arc. Chops around the corner, gets back on a bounce. There's another steal by Brendan Lozell Christensen. Look out, another slam! 23-18, Brendan Lozell Christensen, his second flush of the night. He here during the winter, baseball and softball in the spring, football and volleyball in the fall. Full slate of sports throughout the school year. Galvez up top for a deep three, splash it!
That was back there.
Half. Beeksma has had an impressive first half. Guarded by Nathan Hazel. Crosses over on him, pulls up from 17. Side of the rim, no. Anderson with a rebound as Beeksma went down in a heap. He's back up. Desian Matthews hangs in the air, floats one up and in. An athletic teardrop in transition for Desian Matthews.
Do everything out there and misread the guy. Zigging when he zagged.
Max can up their advantage to 9 or even 10 here. Cale Holm will try to make a double digits, and he will with a 3 from the right corner. Your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports. We are back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. Back in 1 minute on WOGO.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Before we begin half number two, it's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll shout out our son, Alex Maloney, down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Lidholm are still over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air National Guard. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard. He's currently deployed overseas away from his family during the holidays, so be safe and thank you, John. Wayne Trimble getting ready to retire here in February of 2026, so he'll have a really good career in the Army Guard of Wisconsin. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad out at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 grad, is a corporal in the Army. I think he's still out at Fort Carson. I could get an update on him. Ellie Eckes has been commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And we need to catch up with Paul Tetrup. Maybe Gavin knows something if Paul, whether he made it home for the holidays or not. We'll have to see. I think he did. Gavin's giving me a thumbs up. So it's nice that Paul joined the Army last spring after he graduated high school. And good to see that he had the opportunity to come home for the holidays. That was always a cool thing to be able to come home for the holidays. I still remember my first time coming home in 1978. It was awesome. So, again, a huge thank you. This is just a great time of year for all of us, but there's a lot of things that the military, you know, give to this country and give up for us. So a big thank you to our military.
Absolutely, and we'd love to continue. Again, we say this every time. We'd love to continue adding more and more names throughout the list so we can continue to honor those who are serving and, again, making it possible for us to have the freedoms that we enjoy here in this great nation. McDonnell and Mellon here. Good to have you with us from the 4th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We still have a girls' game to go after this. McDonnell will have their original starting five, Carson Galvez, Mason Bussey, Brennan Lizelle, Christensen, Desi, and Matthews, and Nathan Hazel, the five on the floor. As Matthews, a miss from just inside the left block, a good take for the McDonnell senior, but it wouldn't go down. Trying to stay hot from three from the opposite side, Mellon, the miss by Mesko. And Mason Bussey, another rebound.
It's funny. It's fun watching Mason out there. Jeez, he's just a big kid.
Brennan Lizelle Christensen, who had seven in the first half. Carson Galvez, left block extended. Back up top, Desi and Matthews. To Mason Bussey, high on the right. Bussey tipped pass, knocked through a couple pairs of arms to Desi and Matthews. He says thank you very much from 8 feet. 38-26. Matthews, first McDonald player in double digits with 10. 12-point lead for the home team. Casey leaves it out left wing. Right side, Beeksma, who led all scorers in the first half. Beeksma pulls up from the foul line. Back rim, no. Carson Galvez snatches down the rebound. Galvez, getting by his defender, goes in hard to the basket, and an offensive foul call.
Oh, no basket. No.
38-26. Thought it was going to be maybe an end one. Instead, the first foul on the second half, in the second half, for McDonald. Second on Carson Galvez.
There was a lot of bodies in the way there, and he kind of cleared a few of them out.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Mellon moving on the left side. Steal ahead to Brendan Lizelle Christensen from Carson Galvez. Lizelle Christensen blocking foul this time as he ran over Casey. Pretty good Euro step from Brennan. And that'll be the first whistle of the second half on the Granite Diggers. And the second foul on Camden Casey, the junior.
Yeah, he should be shooting free throws.
And so Lizelle Christensen will go to the line, shooting a pair of free throws. He's sitting at 7 points, 0 for 2 from the foul line so far. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. First free throw off the mark. So 0 for 3 from the foul line so far for Lizelle Christensen. Coming into the game, averaging 11.2 points per game. Shooting 40% from the foul line, 6 of 15. A lefty misses the second. Out of bounds, going back to the Granite Diggers with 16:07 to play. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Beeksma guarded by Lizelle Christensen. Jabs with that right foot. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Runs into Mason Bussey. Gets it back. Beeksma at the foul line. Pulling back, flips over to Casey. Casey had his pocket pick for a moment by Desi Matthews. Big smug top, good head fake. Tries to get by Lizelle Christensen. Pulls up from 12 feet, off balance shot. No, rebound into the arms of Desi and Matthews. Matthews push ahead to Nathan Hazel. Hazel, Euros in the lane, pulls up. Tough shot from 4 feet, no offensive rebound. Put that high off the glass. Mason Bussey. Working hard, the big fella gets rewarded. Bussey has four. The Augustana commits in football. Yes. And a carry called in the backcourt. That's the second carry call, I believe, on Beeksma. I know there was the call in the first half that I believe was against him as well.
He has a, you know, some of those guys get that tendency to, you know, and it looks like they're stopping their dribble, but then they put the ball back down, and you just, as a referee, you go, well, what are you doing? Are you going to throw it, or are you going to dribble, or...
Lizelle Christensen to Carson Galvez. He's double, turns in the lane with a beautiful drop step and scores. 42-26. Carson Galvez with five. 16-point lead for McDonald. 3 minutes into the second half. Beeksma trying to create some space with Lizelle Christensen. Leaves it on the left side for Mesko, who had a strong opening half. Lover, nice pass down low. Camden Casey, I believe that's his first basket of the night. Casey the junior, good position. 14-point lead for McDonald over Mellon. Western Clover Belt against the Northern Lights Conference here at this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. A steal by Mellon, but a travel. Hayden Lauver had it, just couldn't quite get his feet set under him. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Wide open three, Desi and Matthews. Side of the rim, no. Now Beeksman wants to run, creating some space. Tough shot off the glass. That was a difficult angle. Now Desi and Matthews. Three on three. Throws it across the lane. Stolen by Mellon.
Try it again.
Another steal by McDonald out to Hazel as Carson Galvez rips it loose from Lauver. Hazel going down the lane. Takes some contact. No. Offensive foul call as Casey went down hard. Desi and Matthews. An aggressive rebound, and Casey is taking
his
time here.
To get up.
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, that was came down hard.
And so McDonald will head to their bench here while making sure Casey is all right with 13:52 to play, 42-28. Camden Casey has scored two. It's been a nice presence for them underneath, rebounding the basketball.
He's going to get up. A nice size kid, too. It looks like an offensive lineman.
I get a nice hand from the crowd as he will head to the bench. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Inbound for the Granite Diggers, trailing 42-28 to your McDonald Max. Don't forget Lady Max basketball coming up against Loyal immediately following this one. We'll take a quick break on YouTube. Again, important to hit subscribe so you're notified when we go live once again. Tipped pass by Carson Galvez to Hazel. Ahead to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. And a whistle, I believe a foul on the ground, will be the second against Mellon. That pass was caught in traffic by Lizelle Christensen.
Put the foul on Beeksma, I thought.
And that is just his first. Yep. And team second, team fouls even at two apiece. Lizelle Christensen skip pass to Hazel. Bobbled a bit in the left corner, gets it back. Mason Bussey trying to corral a pass down low. No, grabs his own rebound, goes up opposite side. No, but a foul.
Nice rebound there by Mason. Again, he takes up a lot of space, but very, very quick, very athletic young man.
So Bussey will go to the foul line, shooting a pair of free throws. First one is perfect. Good touch there from Mason Bussey. He has five. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Second free throw, no. Offensive rebound for Lizelle Christensen. He'll get it back in the left corner. Lizelle Christensen drives in hard, no, but a whistle and a foul, and he will go to the line once again. He's 0 for 4 so far from the foul line. He went down kind of hard there and will breathe heavily and shake this one off. Now, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, will get you back in the game as Lizelle Christensen hits the first. In Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Brennan Lizelle Christensen with 8 points extends the lead back to 16 for McDonald. 44-28. Second free throw off the mark. Tipped pass. Kale Holm. Rather a tipped rebound. Holm gets it back in the left corner. Holm for three. Yes! The triple for Kale Holm.
His fourth.
47-28. Holm now has 12. McDonald threatening a 20-point advantage. 12 and a half to go here in the first half. Second half, excuse me. Lizelle Christensen. Yeah. 19-point game. Beeksman down the lane. Nice touch on the runner with the right hand. 47-30. Xander Beeksman now has 13, right about his season average. That's his first basket of the second half. Cale Holm, long cross-court skip. Carson Galvez, good look at a three. That one, no, but a whistle and a foul. And Carson Galvez will be going to the line for three.
Beeksman kid couldn't stop himself midair.
Thank you to my wife for reminding me that it is not, in fact, the first half anymore. And so not only should I not say it's the first half, I also need to update that on the stream. It is the second half. Galvez hits the first free throw. Thanks for looking out for me, babe. Galvez now has six. It's back to an 18-point lead for McDonald. That whistle on Mesko was his second foul, team's fifth. Second free throw good for Galvez, 49-30. Trying to hit the half-century mark on this possession are the Mags.
Put him up by 20 if he makes this.
And he'll hit the front rim, but another offensive rebound on the tip from Cale Holm. Carson Galvez, the three, no. Rebound to Holtman of Mellon, and Holtman is fouled in the far corner. 11:54 now to play.
Dessian just picked up his third.
That's the team's third, but again, one of the starters for McDonald, Dessian Matthews. With three whistles against him, so he'll take a quick breather, and Isaac Crawford, the junior, will come in. Xander Beeksma. Take it across the timeline, his team trailing 49-30. A lot of game action left. Beeksma. Takes a screen, goes into the body and through the body of Cale Holm. Yeah. A blocking foul will be called on Cale, the McDonald senior. And team fouls evening up a little bit here as it's the fourth against McDonald. Five whistles so far against Mellon here in the second half. And with the clock stopped, Xander Beeksman will have an opportunity here to add to his 13-point night. Hits the first free throw. I believe he missed his first two free throw attempts and then has been rock solid since. 49-31. The senior, his second attempt. That one's good as well. 49-32. Max Boyce on the attack. Carson Galvez, high post. Nathan Hazel looking post to post. Instead, another wide open look at a three from the far corner. Cale Holm. That one didn't go down, but he's been getting those corner three opportunities all night. Euro in the lane, kicked out into the right corner. Left corner, excuse me. Casey, good to see him back in there as he muscles one up. No whistle against Carson Galvez, though. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Carson picking up his third.
Team's fifth, so team fouls now even here in the second half. Casey, first free throw is good. 49-33. Camden Casey now with 3 points. So Galvez and Matthews, two starters for McDonald, both sitting with three fouls with 11:13 to play. Now the Macs do have a lot of depth as Casey hits the second free throw, 2 for 2 on that trip. 49-34. Poked away from behind by Beeksman. Knocked away from Hazel. Beeksman gets it back on the runout. Hangs in the air. Flips one up with a pretty right hand. 49-36. Rapidly approaching a 20-point night. Xander Beeksman. He is 17 by my unofficial tally. It's a 13-point lead for McDonald when they were threatening a 20-point advantage. Lizelle Christensen. Side iron on the three. Now Mellon on the run. Lizelle Christensen going to get called for a goaltend. As he came from behind to smoke that one from Hayden Lauver. But Lauver will get his first non-3-point bucket. And it's 49-38. A little run here for the Mellon Granite Diggers. And Coach Don Moreland. As McDonald started to pull away. Lizelle Christensen in the far corner. Hazel up top. Puts it on the floor at the left hand. Poked away from behind by Beeksma. Beeksma's going to get it back. One-on-one against Lizelle Christensen. Trying to hit the step back, ripped away from him by Nathan Hazel. Hazel down the lane, beautiful Euro. He's fouled from behind by Beeksma. Beeksma thought he got it cleanly. Officials see otherwise. Yeah. Maybe some body in there.
You're right. But clean, a lot of ball, but a lot of body.
Free throws the rest of the way for McDonald. They'll be shooting two here, then a one-and-one on the next foul, next non-shooting foul. First free throw is good for Nathan Hazel. And now McDonald up to 50 on the night. Hazel, his first point of the second half. He has six. 50-38 our score. Two for two on the trip for Nathan Hazel. 51-38 McDonald. Just over 10 minutes to play. Here from the fourth annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, day one. Good to have you with us today. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, a clean block. Nathan Hazel tiptoeing along the baseline, regains his balance. Finds Lizelle Christensen. Kick into the right corner. Extra pass, Crawford. Crawford gets his man in the air, finds Cale Holm. Holm wide open for three. No. Nathan Hazel, another offensive rebound. He'll attack the glass, off the glass, and good.
Nice left-handed shot there.
Toyson Ford, key to the game, was winning that battle on the boards with the length that McDonald had in their starting five, and especially on the offensive glass, they've done that. Offensive rebound by Camden Casey off the miss from Beeksman. No, Casey gets his own board, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two. And now it's bonus the rest of the way for both teams. 9:25 left.
Brennan's third. McDonald's got three players with three fouls.
Three of their starters with three fouls as well. So Lizelle Christensen, Desian Matthews, Carson Galvez, all with three fouls apiece. And Casey, three for three from the foul line. 53-39. Camden Casey didn't score in the first half. He has five so far in the second, looking for six. Rattles in another free throw. Four makes in a row for Camden Casey. 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Consider the gift of Catholic education this giving season. All gifts are matched dollar for dollar up to $120,000 now through December 31st, just a couple days away. Your gift will have twice the impact and will directly support all students at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org/supportmax to give. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, that dollar for dollar match through year end, just a few days away. 53-40 McDonald. Carson Galvez trying to change that for three, front rim, no. Another offensive rebound. That's Nathan Hazel. He'll attack off the glass, rattles it in. Another strong board for the McDonald junior. He has 10 points on the night, five in each half. 8:47 to go. Beeksma dumps it off far side. McDonald with a double team just outside the paint. Camden Casey off the glass and scores. He has had an impressive second half. Camden Casey, 8 points all after the break. Shoe tie timeouts on the near side. Well, join us Sunday, January 25th for the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Spaghetti Spectacular. Enjoy homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts all by free will donation. Plus raffles, pull tabs, student volunteers serving with a smile. It's January 25th coming up, 11 to 4 right here at McDonald High School. Everyone is welcome. Cale Holm in the right corner, dropping to Mason Bussey. Bussey in a double team, scores anyway. Took advantage of the mismatch, Mason Bussey.
Yeah, people just they go up against him and they just bounce off him.
57-42. Another long three, back rim, no. The threes have not been quite as prolific in the second half for the Mellon Granite Diggers. Isaac Crawford, missed from down low, try to poke it away. Beeksma, Euros in the lane, dumps off a nice pass. Missed from the left block, quick outlet to Cale Holm. Holm from Bussey. Cale Holm hanging in the air. No. Isaac Crawford challenging for the rebound. Crawford diving along the baseline and couldn't quite save it. Good hustle play by the McDonald Jr.
Yeah, when he's out there, he's giving it everything he's got.
Kind of with the depth of this team, it's one of the advantages Coach Schilling has. The number of athletes he can run out there, and you know you got to make the most of your minutes. You have very talented teammates waiting for their opportunity as well. Holtman runs one up in the lane with the right hand. No offensive rebound. Pulled down by Lauver. He'll try a three right side. Clanks it off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Nope. Hazel gobbles it up. Holtman had a beat on that for a moment. Carson Galvez floats down to Cale Holm. Holm wide open. Three right corner. He's got another one. 60-42. That is the fifth three for Cale Holm.
Yes.
Give him 15 points. McDonald's leading scorer last year, heating up. Lauver double up top to Beeksma. Beeksma had it poked away by Cale Holm. Carson Galvez weaving across the timeline. Floats to Isaac Crawford. Lost it. Out of bounds. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Well, don't miss the 40th anniversary production of Les Miserables School Edition, performed by the students of McDonald Central Catholic High School, Notre Dame Middle School. Shows are coming up January 29th through 31st at 7 p.m. and February 1st at 2 p.m. Just four shows in total. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Purchase tickets here at the high school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Wide open look at a three from straight on. Back rim brick, no. The miss by Brooks Mesko, who had three triples in the first half. 18-point lead for McDonald. Mason Bussey barreling down the middle of the lane. No, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Mellon. 6:07 to play. When Mason Bussey is going downhill, I'm just not sure anyone wants to be in his path. Cale Holm just inside the arc. Carson Galvez. Galvez attacking in the lane. Pulls up from 6 feet. No battle for the offensive rebound. Hazel went down hard, lost it out of bounds, and Nathan Hazel will grimace a little bit but get back up. Jesse and Matthews and Nathan Hazel, two in particular, who have really, really battled well on the offensive glass for McDonald tonight. Holtman, an extra step. The junior moving into his break. And it'll be McDonald basketball, a side out here. 5:44 to go in the game. 60-42 McDonald. Trying to pull away here. After a hotly contested first half, the Macs led by 10 at the break, but it was much closer than that for most of the first half before that late surge. Bessie and Matthews has those three fouls. Cale Holm snaps off a three, looking for his sixth. No, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Hard rebound. No offensive rebound again. Mason Bussey, and he will earn a trip to the line. The offensive glass has been owned by the home team here tonight. 5:31 to play. That was the seventh whistle on Mellon. Shooting foul, though, for Mason Bussey. He'll shoot two. And he hits another free throw. 61-42. McDonald's not had a 20-point lead yet tonight, but the opportunity arises again. And Mason Bussey will give it to him. 62-42. Bussey is 3-for-4 from the foul line. McDonald girls now taking the floor as they'll move right into their game at the conclusion of this one. Camden Casey has double-digit points in the second half as he buries a baseline jumper.
He's got a nice little smooth left-handed shot.
Long cross-court skip. Cale Holm now for his sixth three. There
goodness.
It is! Cale Holm, six triples, and he has 18 points. 65-44, largest lead of the night for McDonald.
He's got such a quick release, too.
Beeksma lost the handle for a moment, gets it back, floats it left side for Mesko. Mesko pulls up at the left block. Nice kiss off the glass. 65-46. Brooks Mesko, his first non-three-point basket. 4:40 to go. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up top to Carson Galvez. High post feed, Desian Matthews. Swings it out. Cale Holm, can he get seven? Yes, he can! Dale Holmes, 68-46.
He's feeling it, and they know it, and they're trying to get him the ball.
Something about Coach Adam Schilling's birthday that brings out the best in shooters. 22-point lead for McDonald, which is now their largest lead. Nice no-look bounce feed, or rather dump-off feed down low from Beeksma. And that time he hit number 21, Aiden Peters, the junior, his first basket. 68-48. Carson Galvez finds Mason Bussey. Bussey muscles one up. No. Pulled out of there by Mesko. Finds Beeksma. Bussey got a paw in there and ripped it loose to Cale Holm.
Uh-oh.
Heat check.
Oh.
That one rattles in and out. Destian Matthews out to Carson Galvez. That one was from maybe 10, 12 feet beyond the line for Cale Holm. Carson Galvez drives to the left block. Pulls one up in traffic. No, knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald with 3:23 to play. Coming up, our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 3:23 left. Inbounds to Carson Galvez, and he was wide open underneath the hoop. 70-48. We apologize on our camera view if the official might have been right in the way there, but it was a pretty inbounds play.
It was.
Beeksma, tough three from the right side, clanks off the front of the rim. Rebound out to Destian Matthews thanks to the tip from Cale Holm. 70-48, McDonald. Brennan Lizelle Christensen to Cale Holm. Now for his 7-3 right corner. That one off the mark. Hung up a little bit short. Beeksma, Euro in the lane. Nice finish with the right hand. He's an impressive player, the senior Beeksma. 70-50. Brennan Lizelle Christensen fouled with 2:38 to play. And he will go to the line. There's one make and six tries from the foul line tonight. Lizelle Christensen will get a one-and-one opportunity here with 2:38 to play in a 20-point game. First free throw, perfect. The lefty stroke for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He has 9 points, can get to double digits here. Free throw away and good. 72-50. Two strong makes there for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, the junior. Donald will play Loyal tomorrow night to cap off this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Coach Schilling will empty his bench.
Timeout. 30-second timeout.
Timeout taken. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, substitutions coming up here for McDonald in our post-class post-game show. We'll have the Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, we'll take a brief break on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube just to get things changed out between one game to the next. So, again, don't forget to hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so that you never miss a Chi High or a McDonald game broadcast. Inbounds to Camden Casey. Casey, a kick out for a good look at a three. That one side rim, no. Rebound to Luke Anderson. Jaden Mitchell has come in, 5'10" sophomore. Also Dawson Moulton and also Aiden Bovee, number 50. The 6'3" sophomore forward.
Yes.
A dunk from Beeksma as he gets ahead of the pack. 72-52. Showing off his hops. He's now past 20 on the night. Luke Anderson slides one opposite side to Dawson Moulton. Moulton has his pass thrown away. McDonald gets it back with Jaden Mitchell. Isaac Crawford, he has a good look at a three, splashes it. Isaac Crawford making the most of that opportunity. Yet another McDonald player to score. Bucket from the far side for Brooks Mesko. 75-54 is this one being played out. Isaac Crawford, right wing. No look pass to Dawson Moulton with a minute six to play. Moulton doubled, has it knocked out of bounds with a minute two. Our Postglass postgame show is brought to you by Postglass and Mirror, where they're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Drop into Aiden Bovey. Bovey up with the right hand. No. Gets his own rebound. No. Grabs his own rebound. Again. Off the glass and scores. And our cameraman is pretty pumped at little brother getting a bucket. Bovey now with a rebound. A foul as Beeksma will go to the line, shooting two. And that, again, just emblematic of what McDonald has done all throughout this game. Two offensive rebounds for Aiden Bovey.
Yeah.
And he earned that basket. 77-54, free throw good. Xander Beeksma.
Number 22, Eli Harrison.
He has 11 in each half, 22 on the night. For Mellon, Max Kretschmar, the sophomore, comes in. Beeksma the second. That one good as well. 23 points unofficially for Xander Beeksma. 11 in the first, 12 in the second. Final half minute and change to play. Mitchell trying to sneak one through in the paint. Stolen by Beeksma. 26 seconds left. 21-point advantage. Beeksma in transition for three. That one off the mark. Fight for an offensive rebound. Back out to Mellon. Dawson Moulton had a hand on it for a moment. Beeksma at the right elbow. Floats it over far side. High arcing three. No. Offensive rebound for Mellon. Gets away. Saved beautifully in the far corner. Good hustle play there by Eli Erickson, the junior. Beeksma, another three. Beats the buzzer with a tough shot. Beeksma, 25-point night, 77-59 is the final as McDonald will move to 5-1 on the season. They have won five straight games. Mellon at 4-2. They're still 3-1 in the Northern Lights Conference. Entertaining game. McDonald just a little bit too strong here for the Granite Diggers, but a phenomenal performance from Xander Beeksma. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports for the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll put a bow on this one in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball. The Max beat Mellon 77-59.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc.
has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. We'll see if we can bring you the birthday boy head coach, Adam Schilling, after he addresses his team. But first, your thoughts here on first and second half here. Mark Maloney, I know it'll be kind of an abbreviated postgame show as we've got another game coming up here. But McDonald, again, their three-point shooting was really incredible. And like we said, maybe just bring it up to Coach Schilling and say before the game, what do you think about that, the shooting percentage? Do the guys have a green light? And he says, maybe we're shooting a few too many.
Exactly.
And then they absolutely light it up today.
Yes, you know, listen to that pregame talk, and then all of a sudden I get here and I'm watching the game, and they're just launching and launching and launching. But they did. Their percentages were up. I don't know if they would have kept on shooting if they weren't going down. Maybe they would have just kind of realized that it's not their night for threes, and maybe went in for some easier two-point baskets. But when the threes are falling, and they fell for everybody, you know, everybody's going to shoot them. So you might as well keep trying to do that. But I guess the ball movement that those guys did today was pretty phenomenal. They did a really nice job of, moving the ball around the perimeter, making things happen. So it was good to see. And defensively, they just did an awesome, awesome job out there. So here comes Greg Misfeld.
Greg Misfeld offering treats here.
Christmas treats. I'm gonna grab a gingerbread cookie here, I think.
I won't say no to that as well, too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, it's that time of year when, the baking has been done. So.
And now everybody's trying to clear it out of their
exactly.
homes.
Exactly. Hey, I'll take it. So some good stuff there. But, again, the boys just played, a really, really good basketball game. Maybe some turnovers that they need to clean up on, but that's every game. You're not going to play that perfect game where the turnovers just don't happen. But I think their defense did a nice job tonight. Ball handling did a nice job. Ball movement did a nice job. And then again, the three-point shooting was phenomenal.
The Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook as the McDonald Lady Max on the floor now, along with their opponent, the Loyal Greyhounds. Let's take a look here. Again, unofficial stat tallies. Xander Beeksma with a game-high 26 points at 11 in the first half, 15 in the second. 13 points for Brooks Mesko, 10 for Camden Casey, 8 for Hayden Lauver, and 2 for Aiden Peter. So that's 5 different players scoring for Mellon. On the other side for McDonald, Mark, I had 9 different players scoring for the Max, and 4 in double digits and 2 on the verge of that. So 21 points from Cale Holm. He had 9 in the first half. 21 points all on threes. 7 made threes here for Cale Holm. 10 for Desian Matthews. 10 for Nathan Hazel. 10 for Brandon Lizelle Christensen. 9 apiece for Carson Galvez and Mason Bussey. 3 for Isaac Crawford. two for Luke Anderson and two for Aiden Bovee to round out the scoring. And I think that adds up to 77.
Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to see how many threes McDonald hit here, and I'm seeing 9, 10, 13 made threes by my quick math, which is never good to do live on the year. But, I'm counting 7 from Cale Holm, so 13.
Yep.
13 made threes, and I think Coach Schilling will take that. Now, again, on his birthday a couple years ago, Eddie Mittermeier hit 13 threes all on his own. But 13 threes as a team with the kind of ball movement that we saw here tonight, I think that's something Coach Schilling will say, yeah, absolutely, we'll take that.
Yep. So, let's see how they regroup and see how they do tomorrow night. It's another night against a very good loyal team
that looked phenomenal today against one of the best D5 teams in the state in Turtle Lake, a state qualifier last year, and Loyal looked almost dominant in that game. They ended up winning by double digits, but they were ahead by over 20 in the second half.
Yeah, so again, they got to put it together and do it again tomorrow night. So it's always fun to watch them. It'll be fun to watch them tomorrow night, and again, just see what happens, between now and then.
Well, we'll take a listen now to our second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Casey had his pocket pick for a moment by Desi Matthews. Big smug top, good head fake. Tries to get by Lizelle Christensen, pulls up from 12 feet, off-balance shot. No, rebound into the arms of Desi and Matthews. Matthews push ahead to Nathan Hazel. Hazel, Euros in the lane, pulls up, tough shot from 4 feet, no offensive rebound. Put back high off the glass. Mason Bussey. We'll get back to those highlights in just a moment as Coach Adam Schilling will join us here on WOGO Sports. We appreciate Coach Schilling joining us here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll say a happy birthday to Coach. And Coach, I don't know what it is about three-point shooting on your birthday or if we just jinxed it in a good way by asking about percentages and such, but 13 made threes here in this game and 7 from Cale Holm. You guys look good beyond the arc, but as Coach Maloney said, the ball movement really is what led to those wide-open looks.
Yeah, I thought once Cale got it going, I thought we did a really good job finding him and making the extra passes to make sure he was getting good looks. So, and then we still got the ball inside at times, too, when we needed to in the second half, so... it was a good team effort. I thought everybody moved the ball pretty well, and it was good to get some shots to fall.
Without Eli Stepp, who is your leading scorer coming into this game, went with kind of a bigger lineup, and we said in our keys to the game, you got to win the battle on the boards with a lineup like that where you have a little bit of a size advantage, especially offensively. The guys just crashed the glass.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job getting those, Desi and Matthews, he had to have close to 10 rebounds. Just a lot of effort plays, get us extra possessions, and we were able to pay off on those. So kids did a great job just giving us extra chances.
And finally, Coach, again, quick turnaround after the holiday break, and you're back at it tomorrow night against a team that was very impressive tonight.
Yeah, Loyal's a great team. It's going to be a tough game for us, so hopefully we'll be ready to play, but that's a well-coached team and a very good team, so it'll be a good test for us.
Coach, it was an impressive performance tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Coach Adam Schilling, and his team gets a win on his birthday as we'll head to our Lady Max pregame show in just a few moments, but first finishing off our highlights. Working hard, the big fella gets rewarded. Second free throw off the mark. Tipped pass. Cale Holm. Rather a tipped rebound. Holm gets it back in the left corner. Holm for three. Yes! The triple for Cale Holm.
His fourth.
Front of the rim offensive rebound. Nope. Hazel gobbles it up. Holtman had a beat on that for a moment. Carson Galvez floats down to Cale Holm. Holm wide open. Three right corner. He's got another one. Six double-digit points in the second half as he buries a baseline jumper.
He's got a nice little smooth left-handed shot.
Long cross-court skip. Cale Holm now for his sixth three. There
goodness.
It is! Cale Holm, six triples, and he has 18 points. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up top to Carson Galvez. High post feed, Desi and Matthews. Swings it out. Cale Holm, can he get seven? Yes, he can! Cale Holm, 68-46, and mirror.com. Drop into Aiden Bovee. Bovee up with the right hand. Gets his own rebound. No. Grabs his own rebound. Go. Again. Yeah. Off the glass and scores. And our cameraman is pretty pumped at little brother getting a bucket. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins at 77-59. They've won five in a row. The McDonald girls coming up next, Mark Maloney, so we'll transition to that. But that's a team that's won seven in a row, looking for eight in a row, and they'll play an opponent in Loyal that's 4-4. Should be some good basketball yet to come, and hopefully folks will stay with us.
Yes, I think so. So, yeah, stay with us. It's going to be a fun night. It's too cold outside. Yeah, you can't be doing anything outside. You might as well be watching us on YouTube and listening to us on the radio.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls will bid you adieu for a moment and then come back with game number two on the radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Once again, your final score, McDonald 77, Mellon 59. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from the time being from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. We're back right after this.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.